Okay, we have once again a number of side sugyos that the Gemara puts in here, courtesy of Ula Amar Rav Elaza. If Ula had learnt enough from Rav Elaza, we could have finished the whole Masechta with him. But it only goes on for another blot. Today we learn a new din. Ula Amar Rav Elaza. Ha'achim shecholku mashaleihem. Ya brothers. The father died. Ha'achim shechalku. The brothers are coming to divide the Yerusha. Ma'asha'aleihem shamin. U'ma'asha'abneihem u'b'neiseihem. Ein shamin. You deduct from each side's portion of the Yerusha what they own. They have clothing that was purchased from the father's money. So if it's still around, you deduct it. Why? Why what's on the children ain shamin? Rashi says, Lemavazin Luhu Lemesi. It's bizayin to schlep them to Bezdin to shat. Taisa says the same thing. Shemavaisham Levian Lebezdin, because it's a busha. Going to schlep them out to Bezdin. So Mamela. So while it's a busha, normally if it's a busha and Divi Mamela, this doesn't matter. You have to come to Bezdin anyway. But the pshat is that there's an umdina that they're meichel each other. They want to come to the busha. So Mashal B'nei Abu B'nei Seyem is Nimchal. And everything else is Shaman. So Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees with this pshat. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, about three quarters of the way down, where it says Mashal Neshem V'Avneim Ein Shamin, Hirish Shekfar Zachu. It's a different pshat. Shekfar Zachu, the children, they're already zeicha. Whatever they got is theirs. And that you don't bring it to Bezna shakta it up. Whatever the father gave them is theirs. So you don't shakta that up in the chalukah of the chalukah sayirusha. And the Rambam says, like the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel, that mashalayim shamin, mashal b'nei b'nei mishamin, because kvar zochu. Chayr nafkamina for Taisus. Taisus mashal b'nei b'nei seim ain shamin. Shemiz Baishin Lahivin Lebezdin, Umachli Ahadadi, then Mavuyish to bring it to Bezdin, then Michael each other, Pasakarif, Dafka Big Dechel, Ava Big Dechab is Shaman. This is Taisus Lushitasa. Taisus holds, that's the whole reason that you don't shots up with the children's clothing, that's because it's a busha to bring them to Bezdin. So that's the clothing they wear on a weekday. The Shabbos clothing, which is not a busha thing, you bring the clothing without the children. So that, you bring it to Bezdin, and you shots it up. So that's Taisus holds, it's not a busha, you do shots it up. Rabbeinu Chananel, who holds that the reason is Shekvar Zachu, therefore, if it's Kvar Zachu, so that's even Big Day Shabbos. What's the difference? Big Day Chel, Big Day Shabbos. That Chayr should be the same. Well, Chayr, Taisus case would be enough to mean that the two. The Rambam brings Big Day Shabbos. So if he holds Kvar Zachu, so then it's a Hezbeh. Rambam brings the things
to the why are we shaman that?
We mean the children themselves. Now, Farzahu, I guess they mean it's outside of the brothers. Somebody else was already Zaycha. It's just like if you gave a gift to someone outside, so it's finished. The Yershin themselves divide. You say the Rambam brings the Shushalmi. What's Pshat? If it's Kfar Zachu, then why should it be? It's good for the reason of Kfar Zachu. It's hard to understand why Big Shabbos should be any different. I'm not sure. I don't know. And the Gemara says one exception. Or a papa pamach mashalayim. Ein shami mishkachas al begadol achid nicha luhud l'shtamim ilay. The oldest brother, he spends money on clothing because he represents the family. So nicha luhud l'shtamim ilay. So therefore, they're meichel his clothing. So when I first learned this Gemara, I misunderstood it. It's an example of how you can't learn a Gemara without the Rishayim. The way I understood this Gemara, the Gemara is saying the following. Maybe you understood the same way. Let's say you have a man who dies. He has 10 children. So 5 of the children got married already before he died. He's left with five single children. He dies, he lives in this world. So they're going to divide the Yerusha. So let's say the 5 older children, the father, they already married their families. The father gave them money to buy a house. The 5 younger children, in their families, the father didn't give them money to buy a house. So when I first learned this Gemara, I understood it to mean that, when it comes time to Yerusha, first you take off the Yerusha for the 5 unmarried children. They should also be able to get Shamim Mashalayim, what the same thing the other ones got. And then you divide the rest. That's how I understood. I mean, the Gemara says about clothing. Most things you give children, they eat up, they spend, and it's gone. So what remains? So what could remain? There's only either clothing or, I guess, animals they had in those days. Nowadays, maybe a car and a house. So that's how I had understood this Gemara. That's what you understood as well. Huh? Shaman, whatever one kid got, the other, and the father planned to buy all of them clothing. So if he bought some of them clothing, he'd buy the other ones. So the other ones get the clothing, and then they split. That's the way I had understood this Gemara. But then it bothered me, what's Shaman? What do you shots up the value? If he bought the first 5 kids, he gave them each $100,000 towards a house. So l'chayr, the next 5 should also get $100,000 each towards a house. But why shamin? He shots up the value of the house today. If the value of the house went up, it changes. If it went down, it changes. The value of the clothing, I guess clothing usually go down when you wear it. Well, why should it depend on... maybe shaman is only clothing which go down, not houses which go up. This confused me. So I looked. The truth is, when I looked in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't chap either. But then I noticed in the Lashon HaRash that we're learning Pshat and the Gemara wrong. If you learned the same way I learned, that the Gemara means a man died. So whatever he gave his children, and he didn't give the other children, we assume he wants to treat all his children equally, and he gives them. And then we split the remainder. That's not pshat. The Rosh and Mukhi Yosef say that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Rosh and Mukhi Yosef learn, oh, Rashi doesn't say, they miss it in Rashi. The Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef say that this Gemara is only talking about things that were purchased after the father died. Whatever the father gave away when he was alive, that's up to him. He can give whatever he wants. He's allowed to give one child and not another. Whatever the father gave away when he was alive, that's his business. It has nothing to do with Yerusha. When he dies, all the money, until they do a chalukah, all the money falls into tfisas habayis. It falls into, today we call it an estate account. It's owned by the estate. And then, when they get around to it, they divide the estate. In the meantime, Kol Zman, the money is in the estate, and they didn't divide it yet. Could be many years, especially if there's a mother. So the halacha is that the mother lives off the estate, so the money is left in the estate. The mother lives off of it. Could be 20 years later that the mother dies, and they divide the father's Yerusha. So this Gemara is only referring to things that were purchased from the Tisus Habayis, things were purchased after the death of the father. Rosh is lashon. Ha'achim shechalchu shamin mashalayim, mashakalu mitfisas habayis. What they bought from tfisas habayim, as I understand, tfisas habayis means from the estate. It doesn't mean what the father bought them. It means something that they bought from the. I think that's what it means. Something they bought from the estate. So then there's this halacha that afterwards you're going to, you have to even it out. Well, whatever remains. Most clothing are this gone. That's why Shem HaShalayim. Yeah, whatever they had is gone. What they have is also half 1 ounce. You shut up whatever they have. But so I think that's what it means. The lashon of the riff is the same lashon.
The riff, the Mukhi Yosef, I mean, is more clear. He says, "Mashakanum tfisas habayis la'achar misas aviyim." After the father died, v'adayim levalu, and it's still around. Shamin Yosef, k'may she'eshavet atah. So it's a whole totally different picture now. Now the picture is whatever the father gave b'chayav is given b'chayav. There's nothing. There's no accounting on that. Even though it might be an umdina that the father would have given the other children, it's true he would have. So you know, it's tough on you. I mean, if he passed away, he passed away. It's whatever you lost, you lost. Whatever you gained, you gained. It's only a halacha mashakanu mitfisa sabayis lacha misa saviyan that the minute the father died, they're really all yarshim. When the father dies, all the children technically are yarshim. Just they don't divide right away. If they're small children, they certainly don't divide right away. And like I said, if there's a mother, usually the mother continues to live off of it. Later, when it comes time to divide, so then there's this halacha, mashakonu b'tfisas habayis, that shaman, that we shatz up. I think that's pshat in the Gemara, no? Do you get receipts from everything you bought in 20 years? No, because the Gemara is saying only what they still have. At the time of the Chalukah. What they have now at the time of the Chalukah, now we shut up. Everything that was bought from the Yerusha. Things that were bought and used. So some of they bought a box of cereal in the house, and the one kid ate up all the cereal, so the other kid would get angry at him. But you don't shut that up. That was belonged to the Tzitzis Habayis. But whatever else was bought, am I correct? I think that's what the Gemara is saying. The way these Rishonim are saying that only the things that were bought and are still around, that we do a Shuma. And again, why Shamin? Why don't we just say however much money Reuven took, so Shimon could take? I would think that's the way it should work. A man died in January. They did a Chalukah in June. So I would think that if one of them took $100 for clothing, one of them took $50, so we should do it in a bank account. And give him this amount and him that amount. But the Gemara says, not that way. Shamin, we shots up what it's worth at the time of the Chalukah. I'm not sure why. I say that is, Kozman, you live off. You don't make an accounting. People eat. People have expenses. And that you live off Tfisas Habayis. It comes later. The value comes later. Okay. I think that's Chan the Gemara. I don't see that there's a lot to Mepharshim talk about. Just push up Shem. Alright. Let's see the next Gemara. Vil Amar Ula Amar Abalazan, a new Memra, which is really an old Memra. We've dealt with Shemesh Shemosel Shemer last year by Arichus. Perak HaMafkid. Shemesh Shemosel Shemer is a Machlaikis. Ula Rabalaza say Potter. In the Mafkid it was, I think, Rab who said Potter. Certainly, Shaymer Chinam who gives a Shaymer Sacha, you made the Shmira better. It's certainly that way. His reason is he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do a pshia. What's his job? His job is to do good shmirah.
You gave it to a ben das, that's a good shmir. That seems to be pshat in the Gemara. Rava amar shemesh shemas l'shem echayiv, l'amibay shemesh sacha shemas l'shem echinam, d'gurei gurei l'shmir asay, filachinam shemas l'shem esach echayiv, domalei ad mehem l'shli b'shua, haylem mehem l'shli b'shua. Alright. The sugi of shemesh shemas l'shem has a lot of lamedness to it. First thing I think that I'd like to do is just make klar the bottom line. I think when we learned it last year and we spent a week or two on Shemesh and Masla Shemer, maybe it gets confusing. The bottom line of Shemesh and Masla Shemer, the klal, and we'll see how much time we have to talk about the lumdis of the inyan. What's the halacha? Shemesh and Masla Shemer, we paskin. You give somebody something to watch and he gives it to someone else. So we paskin like Rava. The Shemesh and Masla Shemer is chayiv. Someone gives you something to watch, and you have to go somewhere. You can't take care of it anymore, so you pass it on to a second shomer. You remain responsible for the thing that you gave him. Why? Now, most people, if you ask most people why, they'll just say, because I didn't give it to him, I gave it to you. Right? I'm happy that you should watch it, not he should watch it. That's not the reason. That's Abaya holds that reason. And I'm asking, Abaya said that I want you to watch it, I want him to watch it. But Rava gives a totally different reason. Rava says it's not a problem with the Shemira. If you gave it to a Ben Das, then it's a perfectly good Shemira. The whole Indian here is an Indian of At Mehem Nisli B'Shvua, Yulei Mehem Li B'Shvua. In other words, a Rav is saying, Be'etzem, if I'm watching something, I can give it to somebody else. Be'etzem, there's nothing wrong with that. He doesn't hold, Abaya holds, Ein Ritzayin Yishe'epik Daini B'yad Acher. Abaya and Hamafkid. We don't pass like Abaya. We say, you can't say Ein Ritzayin Yishe'epik Daini B'yad Acher. You should have told me. If you gave it to me, Be'etzem, I can give it to someone else. Sarin is, if something happens to it, so I don't have to trust someone else with a shvuah. I only trust you with a shvuah. So that's the halacha of At Mehem Nefli B'Shua, you lay Mehem Nefli B'Shua. That's this day. So we pass in Shemesh and Masla Shemer as Chayiv, but there are three exceptions that we had. One exception, there was a story that was the Maisa of the Ginoi. The Gemara had a story, if I remember correctly, they used to give their animals to a certain Raya to watch every single day. They used to give it to a certain Raya. One day, they gave it to someone else. And this someone else had to run out. Was it to a chasna? I said he had to run out. What?
Basically, the tools.
It was the case of the tools, the Ginoi. I'm sorry. The Ginoi gave me stuff. There were two stories. Was it the tools? Okay. So they gave the tools always to one Shomer. And this day they gave it to another Shomer. And this new Shomer had to go someplace. They gave it to their original Shomer. In other words, it was a Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer, but the chap was that the second Shomer was someone who the Baal HaPekudin was Rogelitz like. He always gave him Shmir. So the Gemara says that in that case, Rav is Moedah, that Shomer Shemas L'Shem is Pater. That Shomer Shemas L'Shem is Pater, because you can't say Eulai Mehem Eli B'Shvur. Because you always trust him with a Shvur. So there, we might the Shemesh and Masla Shemer is Pater. When you give it to someone whom your Rogelitz like, in such a case, there's no fee of a Shemesh and Masla Shemer. That was exception number one. The second exception we had was Bnei Beisai. If a Shemer takes something, if you give me something to watch, you understand that I'm going to leave it in my house, my wife, my children, obviously now Ketanim, But I'll give it to my wife, to Bonav, to Bnei Besai, to watch. Nobody's Meshabbat himself to be watching it all the time. So Bonav Bnei Besai, there's an understanding that a person gives it to Bonav Bnei Besai. That's the second Nafkamina. The second case will be Moise, Shemesh Masal Shemes Pater. And the third case is if a Shemer gives it to a Shemer, and it was Nenas in the hands of the second Shemer, but the first Shemer saw. He saw it. He saw it happen. So now he's capable of swearing. He could swear himself what happened to it. He saw it. So if he himself saw it, so why does Rava hold Shemer Shemasla Shemer Eschayiv? Because Ak Mehemenes Libishvua Yulai Mehemen Libishvua. But if you could swear, so then you're Potter. And not only if you could swear, if there are Eidim saw it. So Vaita, the Eidim could come, and then there's no need for a Shvua. So the chap here is that Rava's Maida Be'etzem, that there's no chesaron of Shemer Shemasla Shemer, Be'etzem. Be'etzem, if you give me something to watch and I let someone else watch it, Rav is saying, Be'etzem, there's nothing to be mechayev me. Because I gave it to, what's the difference if I build a nice building, a safe for it, or if I give it to a person who's a bardas? So Be'etzem, there's no reason to be mechayev me. Just that there's a rule that Shemer swears, the Shua Sashemer. And Shua Sashemerim only at Mehemenes Libi Shua Yulai Mehemenly. So I gotcha, you're going to have to pay. Because it is tied to Amen Libi Shua. But not because Be'etzem giving it to someone is a Pshia. That's not the
point. Or I kind of said like the first Tzir.
In which case?
Must Lerai Levadula. Or the Lerai Levadula Levadula.
But therefore?
Same example, same idea as number one.
That's Pachim.
Also Rav.
Okay. So you're having trouble, I'm going to say it's chayiv. So there it says that if it's ruggle, it's like that it's...
That's also it. You can't say that no idea.
You can't say I'm having another sleep issue. Okay, good. Is a bai argue there? There's no bai.
There's no bai.
Okay. All right, so that's the... those are the three exceptions. Lahalacha, in other words, normally a chayiv. And these are the three exceptions that you're potter. Now, just to make it a little more interesting, the Rambam says that there's an exception to these three exceptions. Because these three exceptions that are potter are all talking that you at least gave it to an even shmira, shemechinam to shemechinam, shemesachar to shemesachar, or an improved shmira, shemechinam to shemesachar. The Rambam says that if a shemesachar gave it to a shemechinam, where he was Megareya the Shmira, where he went down with the Shmira. In that case, the Shmira is less. So in that case, there's a... the Rambam's Lashon is that he's a Pesheya. And because he's a Pesheya, in that case, Shemesh Shemas L'Shem is Chayim Be'etzem. It doesn't help Rogalatzloi. If it's Shemesh Sacha Shemasa L'Shemer Chinam, then it's Pshia, the Rambam says, and these rules don't apply. Now there's a Sichsuch. If this Rambam exception is by Raga Letzlai, that's klar. What about by Bnei Besai? What about Bnei Besai? If I'm a Shemesh Sachar and I'm leaving the house, I tell my wife to watch it. I have to pay her to watch it. This exception, the Beis Yosef, brings a suffix. This Rambam, again, the rule is Shemesh Shemesh Chayiv. We have three exceptions that are part there: Rogil and Bnei Besai, and if he himself could swear. The Rambam says that Rogel is Potter, that's only if you didn't make it a worse Shmira. If you made it a worse Shmira, then you're Chayim. What about Bnei Besai? The Beis Yosef brings a subject. If Bnei Besai, we say the same thing. If you give it to Hashem Sachar, He can't trust B'nai Beisai because it's Migarel Shmirasai. He's a Shemesacha, B'nai Beisai only Shemechina. What do we say? No, the Pshad is Shemechina. The whole B'nai Beisai is like him. It's all one Chi of Shmira. So B'nai Yitzchak brings this suffix by B'nai Beisai, how it works. It would be very difficult if you're Shemesacha and you want to leave it with B'nai Beisai. I don't know how it would work. You have to tell them I'll pay you part of the scar I'm getting for watching it. I don't know. According to this side of the Beis Yosef, it would be a very strange setup. What? The Rambam's lashon is that you're a pesheya if you give it to a worse shmira. That's lashon of Rambam. You're a pesheya if you give it to a worse shmira. They gave you Shem Sachar, which watches it in a better way. It's more responsibility. And you're giving it to Shem Mechino, who has less responsibility. When we learned this last year, I was thinking of a raya that if you give it to your B'nai Beisai, that there's no chsaron of Migarei al Shmirasai. Now I'm specific if it's a raya. The raya I mentioned last year was from the Rambam in Ravid. There's a Rambam that talks about the shaila, what happens? Not at the cousin. A man in his house, he buys china for his house. And his wife is washing the china and she breaks a plate. Does she have to pay him? So what do we say? Do you remember anybody? Huh? You know the answer must be no, right? You remember why? What? The husband shouldn't. That's the Rambam said. The Rambam said that at Shalom Bayis, Chazal made a takana that even if your wife takes the car and wrecks the car, you're not Teveya Hembez, even though technically it could be Teveya your wife. Why is it different than anybody else? She came into the family with Nechsei Malug, it's her, so you could be Teveya from it. But so the Rambam says at Shalom Bayis, Chazal made a takana, I don't know where he got it from the Gemara, but Chazal made a takana that you can't be Tavei your wife if she breaks things in the house. I don't know if that means even if she throws them at you and breaks them, or Dafka, she breaks them in the normal use, but assume in either event, you can't be Tavei. So the Ravid had a Hasaga on this Rambam. The Ravid said that the Rambam's Pesach is true that the wife is Potter, but his reason is wrong. Rambam said, Al Shalom Bayis. The Ravid says, what do you mean? If a wife breaks something of yours that she's holding, she's putter anyway because of... Remember that part, Yossi? What? Yeah. So the Ravid said, it's by Lovimai. That the wife is putter anyway because of by Lovimai. What is by Lovimai? It means that if you give something to someone to watch and you're working for that person... So he's off the hook no matter what. Baila Vima is Exeris HaKosov, that Hashem is Potter. Baila Vima is Lo Yishalom, you don't have to pay. So the Ravid says every husband is working for his wife. And everything, whatever he has, she booed him to his wife. And therefore it's Baila Vima. And the Ravid says that the wife is Potter anyway, she's Potter Mikar Adin, because of this halacha of Baila Vima. So he's taking Ravid. Now, according to the Ravid, Hashemer Shemassel Hashemer, the Shemer gives it to his wife to watch, the Chayritz always threw away Garo L'Shmirasa. Because whether he's a Shemechino or a Shemesachar, he has certain Chiyuvim. When he gives it to his wife, the wife doesn't have those Chiyuvim, it's by Levima. So the Chayritz, when a man gives it to his wife, he's always Megarei L'Shmirasa. All the time. So, Beis Yosef is Mesupik, if you give it to B'nai Beisai. If the rule that you Megarei L'Shmirasai applies, Chayri always Megarei L'Shmirasai when you give it to B'nai Beisai. So I was thinking that should be a raya, that B'nai Beisai, even if you Megarei L'Shmirasai, it doesn't matter, and you're allowed to give it to Bnei Beis. That was the raya that I thought, I think, may be a raya.
Kasha on the right.
What?
We had a kasha on the right.
Sure. Remember what the kasha was?
Kasha was that only say Baal Vima, it's a
you don't say Baal Vima on Pshia. You're still going to have a Veda, but not on Pshia. So that would be enough Gemina in the Rambam's reason. As the Rambam's reason, you still need for Pshia. The Ravid's reason doesn't apply for Pshia. Okay, good. So, Al Kapanim, in this case, I was thinking that it should be a riot, even with Garei Al-Shmirasai, that by Bnei Beis say it works. But now I'm just wondering, is that called Megarei Al-Shmirasai? Hashem is Sachar and Hashem Echinam. Hashem is Sachar has bigger responsibilities of Shmirah. Hashem Echinam has less. If you give it to someone by Levi'imai, does the person have less responsibility of Shmirah? Could be not. The by Levi'imai is just as responsible. Just your Achai, you have to pay. But your Achrai is to be Shemir, it maybe is the same. It's Mustavar, it's the same. If it's by Levi'imai.
Actually says it depends on the fear.
Shaharei Shemisach Hayabik Neva Vaveda. So that's a simin, or that's the reason? That's the siba that it's a bigger. It's a yiloy. It's just a simin that you they need a shmir mulu.
Because it gets paid, so
he's going to watch it. More. Right, then the rai is a good rai. If it's because you have to pay, then. If it's because you have to pay, then it's a good rai. Okay, Akapodim, this is the klal, these are the klalim of the halacha of Shemesh Shemassel Hashemer. In the lomdis of Shemesh Shemassel Hashemer, the ikar kaichis and the sugya of Shemesh Shemassel Hashemer go into a chakira in why Shemesh Shemassel Hashemer is potter according to the one who potters. By extension, even though we pass in Shemesh Shemassel Hashemer as naiv, in the cases that we patter, why is Shemesh Shemassel patter? When I say why, I mean how does it work? The Gemara says why. The Gemara says why Shemesh Shemassel Shemesh patter? Because Shaharei Masel LeBendas. Shaharei Masel LeBendas. He gave it over to an intelligent person. So he gave it to an intelligent person, you're patter. We had two ways to understand what Masel LeBendas means. Either it means the first shomer is still the shomer, but just like if he builds a safe and puts it into a safe, it's a good shmirah. The same thing, if he gets a bendas to watch it, it's a good shmirah. The bendas is sort of his safe, he's watching it for him. But the first person is still the shomer. That's him, he's still the shomer. The second way to learn is Shemesh Shemassel Hashemer is Potter, in the case is it's Potter. Shavrei Masel LeBendas, he gave over his Kabbalah Shmira to a new Shemer. He's Nistalik, he's out of it. He's not responsible anymore. He gave it to a new person, and the Shemer Sheni takes the place of the Shemer Rishon, and now he becomes the Shemer. You follow? Two ways to learn. Either Shemer Shemassel Hashemer, the first person remains the Shemer, just as like he put it in the safe. He gave it to a good person. I mean, he's still the Iker Shemer. If you go to Din Torah, he's the one that has to go to Din Torah. Or you learn, no, the first person is Nistalik. The second person became the Shemer. And the whole Din Torah is with the second person. The second person is the new Shemer. He takes the place of the first person. Now, come enough, Gaminis. Which way it is, if it's the first or the second. The simplest nafka mina would be, what happens if it's by Levimai, the original owner of the chayfetz, works, let's say for the first shomer. And then the first shomer gave it to a second shomer. And then it was, something happened to it by the second shomer. Is there a patur by Levimai? If you learn the first shomer is still the shomer, the second person is like a safe, so the first shomer is still a shomer, it's by Levima, you're off the hook. If you learn, no, the first shomer is nostalgic. he's already not involved here. He's out of it. And that the second Shomer is now the Shomer. So if there's no Baal Avimai in the second Shomer, then you'll be no Baal Avimai in the second Shomer, then you'll be Chayiv. That was one of a whole list of nafkaminis that we spent in the sugya of Shomer Shemasal Shomer. It was a machlek. We tell machleks rishayim. It's a machlek tzais nesivis. How to learn? I think since we're doing the sugya more quickly now, maybe it's kedai just to faza ayin the ikker, the rules, the yaitzim of arengu of the sugya. What comes out the psak of shemir shemasal shemir, and this which is the ikker hakira. It's in the grach al Rambam. The Rav Chaim clears these two ways shot in the Rambam. And as I said, la halacha tzais nesivis argue about it. And we were telling machlokes rishayim. Right, there's a tosis here that's that leimi tosis leimi boy that's brought by some of the poskim. Looks like an easy tosis. Brought in regard to one of the some of the tumbling in halacha lemaisa. Shem Achinam gives it to a Shem Asachar, and it's stolen from the Shem Asachar. What happens? Shem Achinam gives it to a Shem Asachar. Okay, you give something to someone to watch, and now he suddenly has to go away. He feels very bad. He wants to make sure the thing is safe. So he hires someone to watch it for you. He hires somebody to watch it for you. If you take a car into a parking garage, that's called a Shem Asachar. The parking garage. And you pay them for Shmira, you just rent the parking place. Does it work? If it's stolen from the parking, they're responsible for the Aveda, the parking garage. What? It says they're not responsible for things you leave in the car. So that's the car itself they're responsible for, no? So what happens if you're a Shomer and you go and you give it over to a Shomer Sachar, whether a parking garage, whatever you do with it, you give it over to a Shomer Sachar. You're a Shomer Sachar. Then it gets stolen. So do you have to pay the bailin? No, Shem Achinam is part of Ganeva Aveda. So you're off the hook. The Shem Asachar is Chayav Ganeva Aveda. So Shem Asachar has to pay. So Pashtus, you'll end up making money on the deal. Now, again, if you hold Shem Shemasal Shem, I'm the Stalek, when I give it to the second person, so it could be that the whole Shala doesn't begin. He has to pay, but he has to pay the original owner. But Tosfos is naming God not that way. When you buy Shem Achinam Shemasa Pirish, the Pata Nignavai Nevda. Miu, Shem Asachaki Mishalayim, Mishalayim Baimim, Kedamina Baimavki, Dalach Rabbi Yaisi, the Omer, Ein Halah, Isa Skoira, the Parasa Shachadera. Rabbi Yaisi this says a very hard thing to understand. Rabbi Yaisi says that if you have such a circumstance, well, you give me something to watch, and I give it someone else to watch, and up you din, I don't have to pay you, and he has to pay me. It's not right. Why? How can I make money with your para? Your para was stolen, and I make money on it. So Rabbi Yossi said that it can't be, and therefore the money goes to the original owner. So Bechla, we had a hard time understanding Rabbi Yossi. What's pshat? Keter haloi sechayir pasur chaveri. If that's the way the halacha works out, that's the way the halacha works out. And you see the problem with it. Right. However, we understood Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, bottom line, if your thing gets damaged, I'm not the one that should get paid for it. You're the one who should get paid for it. Now, Tosis, if you give something to a Shem Achinam, the Shem Achinam gives it to a Shem Asachar. The Shem Asachar pays. He pays the original Shomer. He pays the Shomer Rishon, and that's his chiyuv. Now this Tosfos is brought in connection with a whole sugya that there's a lot of tumbling about regarding the status of things that are insured. I'm not going to go through the whole nidai. But the case that's discussed, the connection with this Tosfos, is if someone gives me something to watch and I insure it, I spend my own money and I insure the thing and it gets stolen, who gets the money from the insurance? Okay, let's say someone has a Sefer Torah and he gives it to a shul, and the shul, nervous about the Sefer Torah, they insure the Sefer Torah. It wasn't a Tanai, they insure the Sefer Torah on their own, and now it gets stolen. So the shul is potter there. Alright, maybe a shul is a shayel. Shayel. It's a question. By Chefzei Mitzvah, it's also Machlais Tzais Nasiv, as you say, Mitzvah Slav Lahenes Nitnu. If it is. But alright, let's forget the Sefer Torah. Let's say you give me something to watch. You're going somewhere, you give me an expensive diamond necklace, you're traveling, you don't want to leave it in the house. You give me a box with a lot of jewelry, it's in my house. And the Chalila gets stolen from my house. I'm Potter, I'm a Shemichina. I have insurance, I have homeowner's insurance. Whatever's stolen from my house, I'm going to get money for. I can claim it from the insurance company. Who gets the money? I would think that it's a simple shaila that the person whose house it is, he gets the money. He has insurance, what's after the other person? Well, what's after you that I have insurance? My nafkamina. I have insurance, I get paid. What does that have to do with you? No? What? Why between Ishmael and Shemayim have to pay you? I'm a Shemichinam. I did a good job and it got stolen. I'm Bam Potter. I have to pay between Ishmael. Yeah? What do you say? I would think it's Pashit. What's it got to do with it? Huh? Let's say I'm not. Either way, I mean, I don't think they're going to have to be.
He's making an investment with the thing. So he's taking out a specific.
They're making an investment. Why not?
He's taking out a specific insurance policy just for this type.
So it's more reason to be.
That he should keep the money.
Because he spent money on it.
Spent money, yeah.
All right.
But if it's a rental home, he's not spending money to come back to the house.
Why? Why should he have to give it back? What does he spend money on it? What does that have to do with you? I have insurance on it. I would think that's nothing to do with it. What? To replace? I don't have to replace it. I can just keep the money.
But like, if you
interest
something, you want to say you have to pay the benefits. You can't just say you give me the money. I can have a kind of because people will think of me that I'm an awful person. How can I just give you money? You're not going to get good care, right? So to buy the item, that I have to actually replace it.
That's true. You don't have to replace it.
Why help with that?
Maybe they have different. Perhaps you hit him. I don't know. The problem is that this Tosfos is exactly the same case. What's Tosfos? I'm a Shemichinam. You gave me things with a certain level of Shmirah. I went and spent my own money to hire a Shemisachar. I spent my own money. I hired a Shemisachar. I could have given it to a Shemichinam. But I wanted to be, that the Shemisachar should be responsible in the name of Aved. I paid him money. And now it was stolen. Isn't Mamish the same case? The Shemachina gave it to Hashem Sachar. And isn't that the same as an insurance policy? Any different? Gave it a little different. The second person actually took possession of it and he's supposed to watch it. But it was Negevin Yaneinu, it should be the same thing. I spent my money to pay somebody who's going to be Chayvan Geneva Aveda. No? So the taina is that from this taisis we see that in such a case where the money is given for the chayfetz, you have to give it back to the original person. That's the taina that we see from this taisis. What? Usually goyim? What, to pay? So what if it's goyim?
No, I don't know. I'm going to give it to
See, here I didn't even give it to them out Shimer. I kept on watching it. I just bought insurance. Right? I didn't give it to them. I bought insurance. In this case, slightly different. Here, I actually gave it. But isn't it the same thing? The person is paying money to make good on the item. Why isn't he a Shimer Sachar or if he's an insurance company? L'chaira, the case is the same. And you say, Keter Halah is a Shimer before us to Shachadei, right? And you would have to give the money to the original person. But if you ask me out the way I would understand it in my seichel, I don't understand it. What? Get back. There's only Karen. The insurance only pays Karen. They don't pay Karen.
No, but he spent on the insurance. He didn't spend on the value.
What he spent?
On insurance. He paid $100 to get $1,000 insurance.
Would he get his money back? Can I ask you here? Does he get back the money he spent for Hashem Safa? Fair enough. He elected to spend money. It was his own free will. It can maybe be mechalik. Here he spent money. At least he got something for it. The other person watched it. Watched it for nothing, but he watched it. But the insurance company, they didn't...
He
got to be mechalik. Yeah, well, the insurance is also, if he's a pishay, I'll still get his money back. Well, here in this case, you're insuring a pedafka. That's this case in Agamara, and in this case, you say case of loss is fire process not there. Oh, whatever the matzis is. I mean, if you leave your front door open, they pay. Yeah.
Now they
the
Bible
making
money over him.
You think here that you get the Shem Asachas fee, you think he gets it back? I think Tosis means he gets the fee that he gave the Shem Asachas and gets that back also. Right, we have a separate Shaila, that's so. The whole need then in the first place, it's hard for me to understand why it should be that way. All right, the next member of Ula Amar Rav Elazar is going to take us a daf to finish. It goes till the two dots on the top of Yubez on the base. The sugya of Avdi Kimikarkoi. Right, we'll start it tomorrow, it's Wednesday. All right, I'd like to go through the sugya. I'd like to know the sugya, but not with all of the pitchukis. So if you put in the time, you'll keep up. Obviously, I can't do a vlog tomorrow, but try to get sugyas back and forth. Try to get at least through the first part of the sugya after tomorrow. What? Wow, Shem Shalom. And if you remember the sugya, remember it was hard.